It's 5:15. Well, the number of roadside alcohol breath tests being carried out by police has plummeted. Police say the drop's partly due to the mounting more checkpoints in rural areas, where a high number of drivers continue to hop behind the wheel when they're over the limit, and where there are naturally fewer drivers to stop and test than in the city. That's why they say the number is down. Chris Cahill is the president of the Police Association. Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, Rachel.
In 2013, 3 million people were tested. Last year, just 1.9 million. So are fewer people drink driving?
Well, statistics would say fewer people are drink driving. But if you're conducting less checkpoints and fewer people are being tested, then obviously you're going to get fewer positive results. So I'm not sure you can be totally sure that there's actually less drink driving going on with that large reduction in breath screening tests.
The police say they're targeting high-risk areas, and those high-risk areas, some of them are either congested parts of the city or they're out in the country as well. And they are in the country, of course, fewer people are travelling, so fewer tests. Is that in part the reason? While in the cities, fewer people potentially are drink driving, in the country, you know, fewer options of public transport, taxis, Uber, that sort of thing, people are still getting behind the wheel when they've got too much on board.
Look, there's certainly some better targeting going on, and that's good, and we'd support that. But those dramatic drops in numbers, 38%, I'm suspicious that it coincides with the increased demand on frontline resources that have meant they've gone away from the road policing and had to attend other demands for service, such as the drastic increase in family violence attendance, mental health crisis call-outs, things like that. And this is just a sign of the stretched police resourcing on the front line.
Right.
And I think that's affecting the number of risk screening tests being carried out.
Well, I was going to say to you, 30,000 drink driving convictions in 2009, so 8 years ago, just 16,000 last year, so just over half. And that's the issue here, isn't it? Are convictions down because the penny's dropped with some people? We get it now. Or is it down because basically people are getting away with it?
I think there's a combination. Without a doubt, the penny has dropped. But remember, one of the reasons the penny dropped was because of campaigns like Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. And so if we're not doing that, then that trend could swing back up quite easily. So I think it nearly needs to be examined and say, are we actually, with the number of breath screening tests we're getting, are we getting the same number of hits as we did in the past, or have they dropped off? Because that's the real test that needs to be examined.
What about drug driving? Is that increasingly an issue?
Anecdotally it is, but the tests for that are still relatively limited, and so there's more work needs to be done in that area. But it is a concern. It's a concern being raised overseas, so it's something that certainly has to be monitored. But I think some easier testing regimes, and when the technology around that improves, we'll have a better feel for that.
Because that's the issue, isn't it? When you compare what's going on in the cities versus what's going on in the country. And is it that in the cities, you know, there are potentially more drug driving and in the country, more drink driving?
Yeah, that's quite possible. And demographics certainly change things. I also think it's, you know, the younger generation have probably brought up with the culture of not drink driving.
Yeah.
And that will make a difference in the long term, but we've got to make sure we keep pushing that home. And the message needs to go out there around the drug driving as well, that it can be just as dangerous.
Chris Cahill, President of the New Zealand Police Association, thank you. It's coming up 5:20 on Newstalk ZB.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran, live. See Ed Sheeran and Dunedin from your own box with Air New Zealand and Newstalk ZB. Call now 0800 80 1080 to win.